This is the ballpark where Churio became a 2020 club member last year. Hit a ball out to right for his 20th home run of the season. 0-2. And a little soft line right to Fitzgerald, the second baseman, who squeezes it for the second out. Two away for Christian Yelich. Time for a vibe check, a cooler full of Izzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Izzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. So here's Yelich, who's 1-for-2. Had the single the other way back in the first inning. Grounded out to second base in the third. Ray brings home the pitch. And Yelich took high with a fastball. It's 1-0. Ray has not had a quick inning yet. Nothing has been efficient about his night. But he's got two outs and nobody on here. 1-0 is high. Two balls, two no strikes on Yelich. I take that back. He had a 1-2-3-4th. I was looking at the first three innings. Pitch. In there with a strike on a slider, and it's 2-1. I go back to our conversation at the end of the game yesterday. That was your inning, Josh. I wasn't.
It doesn't count.
2-1. Backed him up with a slider, and it goes to 3-1 on Yelich.
Lane, can you believe that Robbie Ray had not faced the Brewers since 2019?
That was hard to believe, but all that time really in the American League at that point. 3-1's up and in. Yelich works the walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And it will not be a clean inning for Ray. And the inning extends now to William Contreras. 87 pitches now for Ray, so he is getting to the end of his day, one would think. And Contreras has not been retired tonight. He's walked and he's got an infield single. There goes Yelich. They've got him picked off. The throw to Wade. Now the throw to second. And Fitzgerald's there to apply the tag. But Yelich got in there safely. Well, I got to see a replay of this one. Somehow Yelich was able to get in there. I think he extended both hands out wide and got the left hand in there before the tag on the chest. And Bob Melvin will not challenge. What a slide from Yelich. So it's a stolen base for Christian. First stolen base of the night for the Crew. And that was an incredible slide by Christian. Contreras takes high. It's 1-0.
Like he was in the Matrix.
It really was. Every Brewer stolen base means Delta Dental Bags, another donation for Special Olympics Wisconsin. 1-0. That missed inside. Two balls and no strikes. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. Fifth stolen base of the year for Yelich. He's in scoring position for Contreras here. Ray's 2-0 pitch. Is a swing and a miss, a throw back to second, nearly went into center field, but Fitzgerald made the catch as he had to track it down off the base. It's 2-1 on Contreras, who missed a fastball belt high at 94, and William would love to see that pitch again. It is 2-1 on Contreras. Trying to extend the Brewers' 2-1 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Ray brings home the 2-1, and that missed inside with a changeup. It goes to 3-1. I do not see any action yet in that Giants bullpen. That might be changing soon. 3-1 is a liner to left. Coming in is Ramos. He'll make the catch. And he shoots off to end the inning. Good swing from Contreras, but he hit it right at Ramos, who had a good read on it, came in, made the catch. And the Brewers will strand Yelich at second base. We go to the bottom of 5, 2-1 Crew. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Cass. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is a 2-1 Brewers lead. And the number 9 hitter, Tyler Fitzgerald, the lead off for San Francisco. It goes 9-1-2 for the Giants. As Quinn Priester, who has settled in nicely, brings home the first pitch of the fifth. It's through there for a strike, and it's 0-1. He's at 71 pitches as he works. He has dialed in the command a little bit as this game has gone long. 0-1, swing and a miss at a cutter on the outside edge. It's nothing and two now on Fitzgerald. Priester's 0-2 pitch. Down and away with a slider. He didn't go after it. 1-2 is the count. Fitzgerald 1-for-1 tonight, a base hit back in the second. Priester's 1-2. He is a ground ball up the third baseline, charging it as Durbin. Throws across his body, not in time. Fitzgerald's got another infield single. Got one against Durbin back in the second inning as well, and both times Durbin did everything he could. Just softly hit ground ball that forced Durbin to come in and charge it. I'm really impressed with Durbin's defense. That was the question mark, if you will, on Caleb Durbin. But we've seen him be challenged in a lot of different ways. And granted, Fitzgerald's safe, but to no fault of Durbin's there. So leadoff man aboard for Mike Yastrzemski. Priester brings home the pitch, and that is on the outside edge for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, the boys back in town. That means great tasting Usinger sausage on the grill. Brats Italians, Mr. Baseball Brats and Frank's. It'll be good to be home when this marathon of a road trip is over. Spin and a throw to first, and back in time is Fitzgerald. A week from Friday, the next home game against the Chicago Cubs. Doesn't get more hometown than Usinger sausage, made in Milwaukee since 1880. A one. Net is high. One ball and one strike the count. Yastrzemski walked in the first. Lined out on a spectacular play. Might have been the play of the game so far by Jackson Churio. And that is saying something. Been some spectacular defense. The 1-1. That missed outside. Two balls and a strike on Yastrzemski. Quiet in the Brewers bullpen, but again, they have a pretty rested pin if they want to get aggressive with it tonight. There is action in the Giants' pin. Hayden Birdsong is getting loose. And now Nick Mears, as I say, that's getting loose in the Brewers' pin. 2-1 is lifted in the air, foul, and out of play left field. It's 2-2. 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Two balls and two strikes on Yastrzemski. Priester's pitch. He is fouled back and out of play. It stays at 2-2. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Langren with you here tonight from San Francisco, California. Bottom of the fifth inning, a 2-1 Giants lead. Brewers two runs on a two-run home run from Caleb Durbin in the second inning. Priester's 2-2 pitch. Missed down and away with a sinker. And the count runs full. It is 3-2. The lone run for the Giants came back in the bottom of the second inning. A Patrick Bailey single into right. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Yastrzemski. There goes the runner. Pitch goes all the way back to the backstop. Came inside with a slider. And he walked Yastrzemski. So now first and second. And Pat Murphy is emerging from the Brewers dugout. That's going to be it for Quinn Priester. It would appear here tonight after throwing his 80th pitch of the evening. And Pat Murphy's made the call to the bullpen. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the pen. They're a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers, and they remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with Us Mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Nick Mears is coming into this contest. A 2-1 Brewers lead, but two on for the Giants, and nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
It's been well over 100 years since Abner Doubleday invented the game that would become America's pastime. About that same time in Milwaukee, a young Frederick Usinger was perfecting some old world sausage recipes. Now, nearly 150 years later, both are still going strong. Some things are just too good to tinker with. The perfect game and the ideal food to go with it. This summer, enjoy America's best, Usingers and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend. The worst brings out our best.
Two on for the Giants here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and nobody out. Willie Adames will be the batter against Nick Mears, who takes over on the mound for the crew. Priester exits after four-plus innings. Mears making his seventh appearance of the year, 1.59 ERA over 5 2/3 innings. Has his work cut out for him here. Fitzgerald at second, Yastrzemski at first. Mears looks back at second and brings home the first pitch to Adames. It is popped foul and out of play, first base side. And it's 0-1. Adames has had his struggles in a Giants uniform so far. Average below 200 now. He is 0-2 tonight, a strikeout and a groundout. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated a fastball at 96 that time from Mears. And it's 0-2 on Adames. Mears kicks and delivers the 0-2, and it's a breaking ball to third. Durbin goes to second for one. The relay to first, not in time, and the throw gets away from Hoskins, and somehow coming down the line and scoring is Fitzgerald, and they've tied the game at two. Well, Durbin might have been best served if he would have run to the bag at third. I think he would have won that foot race with Fitzgerald. And then maybe could have tried to throw to first and see if he could have gotten Adames. But instead he went to second. And with nobody out, I think you want to get that lead runner at third base if you can. And then maybe try to throw across the diamond and see if you could get Adames. So there's one out, runner at first, a 2-2 ball game, and now here's Jung-Hoo Lee. First pitch to Lee is a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. So it'll be a fielder's choice, but also an error that allows Fitzgerald to score from third.
Yeah, they gave the error to Terang. It looked like Hoskins could have caught that ball, though.
It hit his glove. The 0-1 is ground ball foul at the first baseline. It's 0-2. But do you agree with me? I think the better move for Durbin would have been to try to run to the bag at third. He was probably three steps away.
Yep.
But he would have won that race.
Yeah, and first and second one out is better than first and third one out.
And it was going to be a tough double play to turn if you went to second first. Toss to first and back in time is Adames. And again, you might have had a shot to throw across the diamond and get Willie at first and turn the double play that way if you wanted to try. 0-2 pitch. And came down and in with a fastball. Lee got out of the way in time. One ball and two strikes. Jung-Hoo Lee, again, just 37 games in a Giants uniform last year, and then his season is over due to injury, but he has got out of the gates very strong in 2025. 1-2 pitch is low. Two balls and two strikes. And I love it. They have a fan section here at Oracle Park called the Hooligans. Jung-Hoo Lee, the Hooligans. The 2-2 pitch is a ground ball into the Brewers dugout. Foul. Stays at 2-2. And he's become a crowd favorite really quick. His father was a legendary player in the KBO. 2-2 is hit again over near the Brewers dugout. Stays at 2-2. His helmet flew off in the process. His father's nickname was Son of the Wind. And so when Jung-Hoo Lee started to establish himself as one of the great players in the KBO, they nicknamed him the Grandson of the Wind. Two-two pitch. Ground ball to second base. Backhanded by Thuring. Bobbled for a second. He goes to second base where Ortiz is covering to get the out on Adames. Ball was hit pretty hard on the ground right at Thuring. Tried to backhand it. And just a little bobble prevented them from trying to turn two on that one. So now two outs. And Lee is at first base for Matt Chapman. 4-6 on the putout. And a fielder's choice for Hoo Lee. And Chapman, who's 0-for-1 with a walk tonight, steps to the plate. So it's a 2-2 ball game. Mears trying to limit the damage to just the one run, which is charged to Priester. And a swing and a miss and an elevated fastball. It's 0-1. Actually, a swing and a foul back, I should say, by Chapman. It's 0-1. A 1 pitch. Is a two-hopper to Terang. He bobbled it for a moment, gets up, throws to first, and he got him! Oh, way to stay with the play for Bryce Terang. That ball was smoked right at him. It was a two-hopper. It got on him quickly, and it looked like it almost hit his leg and bounced in front of him, but he stayed with it and threw to first and got the out. That ball was hit 110 right at Bryce Terang. Tough play, but Bryce made it. So the Brewers able to limit the damage to the one run. We go to the sixth. It's a 2-2 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Hellfair Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers regular season home games. Admission is free. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Hi, Beyond the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Rhys Hoskins will lead off the top of the sixth inning for the Crew. It's a 2-2 ball game. Game one of this four-game series. Robbie Ray is out of the game. Hayden Birdsong takes over on the mound for San Francisco. And the first pitch to Hoskins is outside of the fastball at 96. It's 1-0. Hoskins 0-for-1 with a walk so far tonight as the right-hander Birdsong brings home the 1-0 pitch. And that is in there with a slider for strike one. And it's a ball and a strike on Rhys. And Brewers able to get out of the bottom of the fifth with just the one run allowed. As Hoskins lines one down the left field line, coming in as Ramos has to let it drop in front of him. And Hoskins stays hot. Single into left. And he's aboard to lead off the sixth inning in front of Sal Frelick. So Robbie Ray, Brewers did a good job against him. Only got the two runs. Felt like it could have been more. Five innings, five hits, two runs, three walks, and four strikeouts. But they forced him out of the game relatively early. And now try to get after this Giants bullpen. Birdsong brings home the pitch to Frelick, and it's up and in. And it's 1-0. Sal, 1-for-2. As Birdsong looks in, and the 1-0 pitch. He is in there for a strike. And it's 1-1.
We saw this guy as a starter last year.
Yeah, he made 16 starts last year for San Francisco in his debut season, went 5-6 with a 4.75 ERA. He's been good out of the pen so far this year. 1-1 is low, and it's two balls and one strike. This is his sixth appearance, a 1.80 ERA. He scattered seven hits over 10 innings, has allowed a home run and just two runs total. Brewers trying to change that narrative here in the top of the sixth inning. Birdsong brings home the 2-1, and this is lined into right, but right in the tracks of Yastrzemski, who goes back a couple of steps and makes the catch, and there's one away for Joey Ortiz. By the way, Lindsey Lettner, the sixth inning, it's your inning. It's the Woodman's Food Market home run inning, and Lindsey will win a gift card jackpot of $400 if a member of the Crew hits a home run this inning. $100 will be added to the total for each additional home run this half. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com to enter. Swing and a miss for Ortiz at a changeup down and away, and it's 0-1. Grant Anderson's getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. No balls in one strike here on Ortiz. The pitch, ground ball to third. Taken on a hop by Chapman, goes to second for one on a first in time. Matt Chapman is good as there is at third base, and he made that play look really easy. So Ortiz hits into the 5-4-3 double play, and Birdsong with a quick and efficient top of the six. We go to the bottom of six, tied at two on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. A good one here in game one of this four-game series. We are tied at two. And Elliot Ramos to lead things off against Grant Anderson, who takes over on the mound for the Brewers. After Mears got the crew through the bottom of the fifth inning, and Anderson's first pitch to Ramos misses away, it's 1-0. Anderson has just continued to pitch well for the Brewers. Work his way into the trust tree, as Pat Murphy termed it. And here is a high pop-up into shallow right center. It'll be Jackson Churio calling everybody off to make the catch. And that's the first out of the inning for Grant Anderson. And that will get Lamont Wade Jr. to the plate for the Giants. The Brewers led 2-0. Giants have plated the last two runs. They got one in the bottom of the second inning and just scored in the bottom of the fifth. Pitched Lamont Wade Jr. in there for a strike on a sinker, and it's 0-1. Last six appearances for Anderson. Pitch is swung on and fouled off of the gear of Contreras. It's 0-2. He has not allowed an earned run. 7 2/3 over that stretch. 4 hits, 2 runs, 0 earned. For Grant Anderson, he has been spectacular for the Brewers. And Pat Murphy said, "I didn't have this guy on the roster coming out of spring training. He really wasn't on my radar that much." 0-2 is high, 1-2, and yet all he's done is answer the call every time they've handed him the ball. And like we've seen the last couple of years, if you can come in regardless of the situation, throw strikes and get outs. 1-2, swing and a foul tip into the mid of Contreras, and a strikeout of Wade Jr., an ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's two away now for Wilmer Flores. Pat Murphy's going to keep giving you the ball until you give him a reason not to. And that's what's happened with Grant Anderson, not unlike Brian Hudson a year ago, Jared Koenig a year ago. So here's Flores. 2-2 ball game, two outs, nobody on, bottom of the sixth. The pitch, a high fly ball, deep left field. Collins is back at the track, and he runs out of room, and he's gone. Flores goes deep, and the Giants lead it 3-2. It breaks an 0 for 14 for Flores, and he hits his seventh home run of the season. Anderson trying to sneak a two-seamer over and get ahead, and Flores jumped on it. So the Brewers trailing for the first time tonight. And now here's Patrick Bailey. Anderson brings home the pitch and a strike on the inside edge with a fastball at 93. It's 0-1. Well, everyone's talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com. Bailey had squared to bunt, pulled the bat back, and took a slider low. It's 1-1. Jared Koenig getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. The 1-1, swing and a miss, it's 1-2.
Anderson looking in, brings home the 1-2 pitch. And he missed inside of the fastball. Anderson was walking towards the dugout. He thought that should have been strike three. It was a very good pitch. Borderline pitch. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Contreras held on. It was a foul tip into the mid of Contreras. And another ortho ASAP strikeout for Anderson. So after the solo home run, he comes back and strikes out Patrick Bailey. But Wilmer Flores gives the Giants their first lead of the night with a solo shot. It's 3-2 Giants as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Giants lead it 3-2 as we head to the seventh inning here in San Francisco. And stepping in with a play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you very much, Lane. It's Hayden Birdsong back to work after he got a scoreless sixth. Second inning of relief behind Robbie Ray, and Garrett Mitchell's going to pinch hit here. He swings and misses at a fastball off the plate away, but couldn't hold back. Nothing and one on Garrett. We see him for the first time since Saturday. Been on the bench last couple. 0-1 pitch rides high from Hayden Birdsong. Isaac Collins occupied this spot in the order. He went 0 for 2. Mitchell comes in batting 222. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup fading low and away, but he chased again. 1-2. So he hadn't seen a ball in the strike zone yet, but behind. Birdsong kicks into the windup. The 1-2 pitch hit foul back out of play on the left side. How about Wilmer Flores, who has had a resurgent start to the year? His home run now the difference in the game. At age 33, he's among the NL leaders in homers and RBI. Pitches high on Mitchell. Lead off 97 mile an hour heat from Hayden Birdsong, 2-2. A lot of ball game left, though. Still 9 outs to work with for the crew. Birdsong's 2-2. Down low, it's 3-2. Not sure there's actually been any one of these pitches that's been in the strike zone. We'll see what Birdsong throws on a full count. Durbin on deck. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. That was up out of the strike zone, but Garrett chased. It was 96 miles an hour, and the pinch hitter strikes out. First for Hayden Birdsong. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home, or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Caleb Durbin now takes a little bit outside. Ball one. Durbin hit the 2-run home run, first of his career in the second inning. Brewers have only 2 hits since. The pitch is inside, it's 2-0. Tell you right now, if you're just taking, you're going to be in pretty good shape against Birdsong. He's not throwing it in the zone. Bryce Durang on deck. One out in the seventh. The 2-0. Taken in there for a strike. The top of the zone, 2-1. Durbin, 1-for-2. Birdsong ready, the 2-1 pitch. Top of the zone again with a fastball, 97. 2-2. When he was a starter last year, we did not see this kind of velocity from Hayden Birdsong. This is impressive. Plays well in relief. One out, the 2-2. Popped foul down the right field line and out of play. The stay alive, Caleb Durbin. 3-2. Giants leading in this four-game series opener. Drive Around the League brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors. Building Wisconsin together. A couple of teams in the Central lost earlier tonight. Both the Reds and the Cardinals. 2-2 pitch out on the ground to short. Play here for Willie Adames. On the run, jumps and throws and gets Durbin at first by a stride. And that's two outs in the inning for Birdsong. It brings up Bryce Durang as the Brewers turn the lineup card over. Durang 0-for-3 against the starter Robbie Ray. Two of those were strikeouts. Try to start a two-out rally, Bryce will. He takes a breaking ball inside, ball one. Earlier tonight, the Reds ran into a red-hot Miami Marlins starter, Max Meyer. They lost 6-3. 1-0 pitch. Chopped to first right at Lamont Wade Jr. Takes it on an easy hop. Two steps to his left to get to the bag in time to get Terang, and the side is retired. Max Meyer, six innings, no runs, 14 strikeouts for the Marlins against the Reds in that 6-3 Miami win. Now the Brewers go in order. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. New pitcher coming in. Trying to see who it is. I'm going to keep you in suspense. It's Jared Koenig. Okay, no suspense. It's 3-2 Giants at the stretch on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Grab your spot for Brewers action with the mini ticket plan on sale now. Score a 6-pack or a 12-pack of tickets featuring big savings of up to 25% off the single game rate, plus great seats. Get yours now at brewers.com/ticketfinder. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe!
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Jared Koenig is the pitcher. 3-2 Giants, bottom of the seventh. Begins with Tyler Fitzgerald grounding one foul up the third baseline. The same direction where he'd had almost identical swinging bunt infield hits earlier tonight. Back in both the second and the fifth innings, he hit a slow roller up the third baseline like you were watching an instant replay of the first one. He did it again. Then it's 2-for-2. The one pitch, and he does it again. Ground ball to third. Played it fair by Durbin, and he throws him out this time. You couldn't do that three times in a row if you tried.
I couldn't do that one time if I tried.
Well, they finally get him out on one of those slow grounders. And a good start for Koenig. That'll bring up the top of the order, Mike Yastrzemski. With one gone, bottom seven, Koenig has been brilliant for the Brewers thus far this season, his second year with the crew. Now a lefty-lefty matchup with Mike Yastrzemski, and he misses outside ball one.
I'm blown away by Durbin's glove at third. That was not what we, I think, saw in the spring, right? We didn't expect this. It's a small sample, but it's been a plus glove so far.
1-0 is in, knee high for a strike, 1-1. I don't know that even the Brewers brass was expecting it to look like this. Made some high quality plays tonight. Yastrzemski has walked twice, 0-1. Swings over top a curve that bounced in, 1-2. Brewers have changed their outfield after Garrett Mitchell came in as a pinch hitter. He's in center. Jackson Churio moved to left, and Sal Frelick moved to right. To nobody in the same spot where they were last inning. Isaac Collins out of the game. The 1-2. Line drive, base hit, left field. Went after a sinker, and he served it the opposite way did Mike Yastrzemski. Churio plays it in. It's a one-out single for the Giants. Looking for insurance. Up one in the seventh inning, and Willie Adames coming up. Seventh inning stretch has been brought to you by Island Resort and Casino. Sweet Grass and Sage Run golf courses open in May. Take advantage of the island's early season stay and play package rates through May 23rd. Here comes Willie. Gone 0-3 against his old friends. First pitch by Koenig. Hit on the ground towards Durbin. Moving left, he's got it. Flips to second. Great catch to Rang. Gets the out at second base, but the relay to first not in time. And Adames beats it out. Well, that was the first real misstep. Durbin fielded it. Might have been a double play with a better feed to second base, but Terang had to be very acrobatic to catch it and keep his foot on the bag. As it is, there are two outs in the inning as Adames grounds into a 5-4 fielder's choice for the second straight time. Durbin's been very busy. And as Jung-Hoo Lee is coming up to the plate, Chris Hook, pitching coach, mound visit here of Jared Koenig.
I think Caleb just sped himself up a little bit on that. He made a really nice play to get to that ball, but really tried to get the ball out as quickly as he could, and it was hit hard enough that he had time to take his time and make a good feed to second base to allow Terang to make the turn.
All trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. And don't forget that coming up this week, you can watch every pick happening in Green Bay. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. So here comes Jung-Hoo Lee. Runner at first is Adames, two out. The pitch coming to Lee, low, ball one. Giants leading 3-2. It was 2-0 Brewers after a Durbin second inning two-run homer, but it's been three in a row scored by the home team. Jung-Hoo Lee's grounded out all three times he's batted. 1-0 pitch. Lined into the gap in right center field. Big swing. It's going to split the center and right fielders and go to the wall. Adames will score, and Jung-Hoo Lee is running to third. There will be no throw. Jung-Hoo Lee with a two-out RBI triple. The Giants lead it 4-2 in the seventh inning. That's a very important swing potentially in this game. The gapper there by the fan favorite Lee. And the first run scored against Jared Koenig in his last 11 appearances. He'd given up a couple of runs in his season debut against the Yankees, then had 10 in a row. That spanned nearly 10 innings without allowing a run. It's going to be his final pitch tonight. Boy, the inability to turn that double play on Adames' ground ball really hurts the Brewers here. And Pat Murphy's made a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud to support the Brew Crew. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular built for us. Yoel Piamps is being summoned in with a runner at third and two out. 4-2 Giants in the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
You know that little pain in your tooth? The one you've been hoping will go away? That one you'd have checked out if only you had dental insurance. Yeah, that's probably a cavity. And no, it won't just go away. Left untreated, that little pain can become a big pain with a big cost. And if you don't have dental insurance, we have a solution. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% on quality care from WDA dentists you can trust. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman?
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Yoel Piamps will try to keep the deficit at two runs. Comes in with Jung Hoo Lee at third and two out of the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 4-2 San Francisco. They've now scored four unanswered runs in this game. And it's Matt Chapman coming up to greet Yoel. Two outs recorded by Koenig. Gave up two hits and at least a run. Chapman 0 for 2 with a walk. The pitch catches the inside corner with a slider. Nothing in one. Now, Piamps, the struggles in the early going this season, well documented. He's permitted 13 runs in 6 2/3 innings. 0-1 pitch. Down low on Chapman, 1-1. Gave him almost a week off after a rough outing in Arizona, and then gave up a home run when he pitched on Saturday against the A's. 1-1. Chapman takes inside corner. That was a good fastball at the knees. 1-2. And Chapman uses his timeout. Here's the guy the Brewers are hoping to get right, because when he's good, he is a terrific middle innings reliever. Lee at third, the 1-2. Hit in the air in the center. Backing up is Garrett Mitchell. Right back near the fence. Reaches up. He made the catch. That carried almost to the wall. Garrett then had to give a little bunny hop to catch the ball at the last moment as it kept carrying. But Piamps does get his man, Chapman, and that'll send us to the eighth. Jung Hoo Lee provides an insurance run. 4-2 Giants on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Middle of the order coming up, chasing a pair of runs. 4-2 Giants in the eighth, and here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Jackson Churio takes the first pitch strike from Birdsong on a fastball at 95 with the inner half. It's 0-1. Churio, Yelich, Contreras. Birdsong's been good in his two-plus innings of relief. A one pitch is up and in with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Rhys Hoskins with a base hit, the first batter that Birdsong faced. He's retired everybody since. Brings home the 1-1 pitch to Churio, and that one's hit foul and out of play first base side. It's 1-2. He got a changeup down and in and got a piece of it and fouled it off. There is action in the Giants bullpen. Left-hander Eric Miller is getting loose for San Francisco. Birdsong brings home the 1-2 to Churio, and it's a swing and a miss. Churio strikes out. There's one away in the Brewers' eighth. Nice night for a summer shandy here in San Francisco. Leinenkugel's summer shandies, a refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. So here's Yelich. Yelich is 1-for-2 with a walk. He's reached twice tonight. Takes a strike on a fastball on the inside part of the plate at 97. It's 0-1. A one offering. And Yelich took ball one. That was basically the same exact pitch as the one he just took. That one deemed a ball. It looked like probably should have been a strike. 1-1. That's high, and it's two balls and a strike on Yelich. Yelich starting to put together some good at-bats. He's starting to stack them up on top of each other now. See those numbers climbing a little bit for Yelich. 2-1. That's high, and it's three balls and one strike. And always willing to take a walk. And a walk would be just fine in this situation for the Crew. Try to get that tying run to the plate here in the top of the eighth inning. 3-1 from Birdsong is swung on and fouled back into the net. That was a fastball at 96, about knee high. And Yelich had a big rip at it and fouled it back. One out, nobody on here in the eighth inning. Birdsong brings home the 3-2 pitch, and Yelich fights it off foul and out of play third base side. We do it again at 3-2. And now Yelich will use his timeout and step out of the box for a moment. Brewers led 2-0, but the Giants have had single tallies in four different innings to come back and take the lead, and they lead it 4-2 in the eighth. 3-2 pitch is lined foul up the third base line. Do it again at 3-2. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, wisconsin.org, and feel the power. Three balls and two strikes on Yelich. Here's the pitch, and he missed inside. Fastball at 98 that time. And Yelich with a very good at bat works the walk. And the Brewers will get the tying run to the plate here in the top of the eighth inning. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Contreras is 1-for-2 with a walk. As Birdsong working out of the stretch for just the second time tonight, at least working with a base runner for the second time tonight. And that's in there for a strike on a changeup, and it's 0-1. Contreras with an infield single back in the third. Hit it very hard in the fifth, but lined out. 0-1, and he took low with a fastball. It's one ball and one strike, and Alex McKay's strike zone has gotten very conservative, and he's hearing from the Giants dugout right now. Bob Melvin is barking at him, and Alex McKay took three steps towards the dugout and barked back at him. One ball and one strike on Contreras. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He took a massive cut at a fastball that was in at 96. That was not a strike. Contreras went after it, trying to pull it down the line. It came up empty. Toss to first. Yelich back in there standing up. Still just one out in the inning, and you got a couple of your bashers at the plate in Contreras and Hoskins in the on-deck circle as William uses his timeout. Now climbs back into the box. Birdsong looking in. This will be his 40th pitch in relief. The 1-2. And got him looking. Fastball at the very bottom of the strike zone. That has not been a strike here of late. And Contreras is arguing that as well. And he is face to face with McKay, but then he does not make it an extended conversation as Pat Murphy jumped out of the dugout to make sure Contreras didn't get himself tossed. Now Pat Murphy and Alex McKay are having a conversation. So far, pretty calm between the two of them. McKay and Murphy still having a conversation, and Pat Murphy survived it. That's pretty good. So nobody got tossed there. Give Alex McKay credit for that. Sometimes when the batter comes face to face with you for a moment, and then when the manager comes out of the dugout, somebody's going, but nobody did. So now here's Reese Hoskins with two outs. Birdsong kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss. Went after a fastball at 98. And it's 0-1. That was a real borderline pitch. The problem was the pitch two pitches previous was better than that one, and it was called a ball. That's a curveball that missed way outside. One ball and one strike. I understood the Giants gripe, and as a result of that pitch, I understand where the Brewers were coming from, too. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 96, and it's 1-2. Hoskins 1-for-2 tonight, had a single back in the sixth against Birdsong. So the first Brewer to see him twice. Here's the 1-2. Way outside, and it's even now, two balls and two strikes. Brewers have six hits tonight. Two to Reese. And he let a curveball drop down low and away. And now the count is full. 3-2 is the count on Hoskins. So good at bat being put together by Reese Hoskins, who's swinging about as hot a stick as any Brewer in the lineup right now. Had a great homestand. Birdsong's 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. He checks. It's high. And Hoskins works the walk. So a couple of walks issued by Hayden Birdsong here in this inning. And now Birdsong's going to get a mound visit as Sal Frelick is coming to the plate for the crew. So it's a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound as pitching coach J.P. Martinez is out there to talk to Birdsong. Remember, they've had the left-hander Eric Miller up in that bullpen. And maybe looking at the numbers, understanding that Frelick hits lefties even better than he's hit righties so far this year, and they feel like Birdsong's thrown it well despite the pair of walks in this inning. And so they'll stick with him against Frelick here. First pitch to Sal is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Sal with a base hit back in the second inning. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Extended his on base streak to 17 games with that base hit. 0-1 pitch. Sal pops it up, fouling out of play. Third base side, and it's 0-2. Brewers have the tying run at first. Yelich and Adames having a conversation at second base. 0-2 pitch. Sal, a swing and a miss. He got a piece of it, but it was held onto by Bailey, according to Alex McKay, and Frelick strikes out, and the inning is over. So Brewers got a couple on in the eighth, but Strandom, we go to the bottom of eight, 4-2. Giants lead it on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Meister Log & Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From